So, Mary, how many World Equestrian Games have you done now?
This is my fourth.
And has the atmosphere sort of changed at all over the...
Look, I think, you know, to me it's always a big atmosphere when you're riding to the stadium for a World Championship or for Olympics or the World Cup, which I did this year. Yeah, it's always huge, and that's where you really need that sort of horse that responds in a positive way with that kind of atmosphere.
And did you say, would you think your horse did respond today?
He did, yeah. I mean, I've had him hotter than that, and which is still good. I can still ride him when he's even hotter than that. But at first he was just slightly backed off, and then he relaxed, and then he started to be a little bit more in front of me.
And was your score better than you expected?
I was aiming, my best possible hope was to get a 71 today, so I'm just a tick under that. So I didn't quite get to where I wanted to be, but it's still, like, by way, my best score in a World Championship or Olympics. Yes.
Great. And is this a long-term partnership for you with this horse?
I've had Sunset since 4 years, actually, yeah, because I got him just before the World Championships last time.
And am I right in thinking you train with a Swedish rider?
I train with Patrick Kittel, yeah. He's fabulous.
Fantastic.
You don't have to ask me. He's fantastic. And he's just been great helping with Sunset. He's just a wonderful trainer. He's very, very positive. And he gets on really well with my horse and really understands my horse and me very well.
So does that mean you're based in Europe for part of the year?
Yes, I try and spend all European winter at home. And I'll spend all next European summer here training again. I'm thinking already about preparing for Rio now.
Sounds like a lovely way of life. Thank you.